Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give Lord praise this morning. If the Lord hasn't done anything for you, then you can be quiet. But if he's done something for you this morning, this day in your life, if he woke you up this morning, you ought to be able to give God some praise. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. As we read, the scripture reading this morning is coming from Hebrews 11, 1 and 6. First of all, I want to give honor to God who's ahead of my life, to Jesus who is the center of my joy. I want to give thanks to Pastor John for inviting us today. I want to recognize my family for being with me today. My dear friends in Christ, both Brian and Sambritha, thank you for coming and sharing your gifts and talents with us. But we just want to give thanks to God because he's worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. I'm going to talk this morning about faith. My subject would be now faith. We see faith. We see it on trinkets, we see it on t-shirts, we see it on pictures, all kind of things that says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the past, I have spoken sermons about peace through Christ, and that being justified by faith, we have peace with God, our Lord Jesus Christ. I spoke to you about God's plans for your life, that God will show us the path and the direction that he has for us. I have talked about pulling down strongholds, that there's no problem too difficult, no trial too severe, no burden too heavy that Christ himself cannot solve. I have also spoken to you about that through Christ, all things are possible for those who believe. I've spoken about his unmerited favor, his amazing grace, for it was grace and mercy that brought us through. Yes, I'm living this moment because of him, and I want to thank him, and I want to give him praise, too. For his grace and mercy brought me through. So I want to come to you today talking about faith. It's a broad subject. I want to share with you this morning several translations of the scripture of Hebrews 11 and 1. The book of Hebrews talks of the many heroes associated with faith. Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. St. Augustine said, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Then Corrie ten Boom said it this way, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Max Licato said it this way, faith is not the belief that God will do what you want. It is the belief that God will do what is right. The Amplified Bible states, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, that is the title, the deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of the reality that faith perceiving is real fact is what is not revealed to the senses. The Living Bible translates, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. The NIV states, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. But last but not least, I don't think, at least in my opinion, that there is none better said than the King James Version. Simply put, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm coming to talk to you today with the subject now faith. Not tomorrow faith, not yesterday faith, but right now faith. Faith is my total trust. It is the substance. It is the core, the central part, the foundation of things hoped for, our desires, things that we possess. It is the evidence. It is the proof that it is construction of things that I am not aware of. It's not a Baptist faith. It's not an apostolic faith. It's not a Lutheran faith. It's not a Catholic faith or Pentecostal or sanctified faith. But it's a Bible-built faith. A faith that is built on the Word of God. It has no predominant denomination, for we all have some type of faith, because it simply means believing in something. And everyone believes in something or someone. John Passagno, a pastor in Houston, said it this way: faith is the heart of life. You go to a doctor whose name you can't pronounce, least of all spell it. He gives you a prescription you cannot read. He gives you a diagnosis that you believe. A pharmacist fills your prescription, one whom you've never seen, but you take it and have no clue of what you're taking. I wasn't sure what my topic should be this morning. At first I thought, I surrender all. For the songwriter says, all to Jesus I surrender. In Matthew 16:24, it says, Jesus said to the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Well, that takes some kind of faith. And then I thought, no turning back. I'm going all the way, no turning back. I'm going all the way with the Lord. And again, that takes some kind of faith. And then I said, well, what about the ABCs of faith? A, asking of faith in James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For so many of us fail to receive God because we don't ask. James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. We are to ask in a childlike faith. You know, children are persistent. I don't care how many times you tell them no. They will keep asking and asking and asking. They're like the Energizer Bunny. They keep going and going and going. And when they don't get it, then they start the why. Why not? Why, Mom? Why not, Granny? Why can't I have it? Well, I'm going to tell you. My grandson, Justin, I could take him to GameStop, and we'd go in there, and he would see something he want, and he'd look at the price, and then I would say to him, well, how much is it? It's too much, Granny. How much is it? It was $59.99. Oh, Lord. And he wouldn't ask. He wouldn't ask if he can have it. He would just say, I know you can't afford it. And I'd go, he'd just give me that look. And I'd go ahead and get it, even though I couldn't get my groceries, even though it took a little from my bills, but he'd just give me that look, and I'd get it for him. Then B, believing of faith. Mark 11:24 says, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. But the problem here, most of us doubt, but we must keep on believing in spite of doubt. See, confessing of faith. Romans 10:10 says, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then D, doing of faith. James 2:20 says, faith without works is dead. In other words, you can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? James speaks of justification by works before men, whereas Paul speaks of justification by faith before God. James here sees work as the visible evidence of faith. James says, ye see, that men cannot see faith except as manifested, shown, or revealed through works. We must be led by the Holy Spirit because we are the vessels, the instruments in which he works. And then I thought about using the topic, the four W's: worship, walk, work, and wait. But looking at Hebrew 1, it speaks of Abel, who was a worshiper. As you just read in scripture, it said Abel worshiped in obedience and with a sincere heart. His faith pleased God. And then it talks about Enoch, that he walked with God. In Hebrews 11:5, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life. So he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Then it talked about Noah, a worker. Even though he did get a little tipsy sometimes, may have been the reason why it took him 100 years to build the ark. That was no easy task. God warned him about things not seen. He built an ark to save his family and the animals by his faith. He condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Then Abraham, he waited. You know, sometimes he may have told a fib once or twice, especially about Sarah being his sister. But did he really? Because aren't we all descendants of Abraham? So maybe that was his sister. The father of faith, he waited for a home in the promised land, spent his entire life living in tents. He waited until he was over 100 years old for the son God promised him. He waited for the promised Messiah and the eternal city of God. And then there was Joseph, his father's favorite. A spoiled brat, was put first in a pit by his brothers only to be sold for the price of a slave, bound in chains, imprisoned for 17 years for something he did not do, yet became second in command to an Egyptian palace, saved their nation when God turned what was evil to good. His father Jacob had to work 7 years for his beloved Rachel, but was deceived. However, we do reap what we sow, because you know Jacob was a deceiver. He stole his brother's birthright, backstabber, heel grabber, but worked another 7 years for Rachel. Moses, he grew up in a palace, royalty among Egypt elects, and rejected his royal heritage for God, killed an Egyptian to save a Hebrew, ran for years, then delivered his people from Pharaoh, to wander in a wilderness for 40 years, but not to enter the promised land. Does faith require you to wait? I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself. I'm waiting for an answer to many prayers. Are you waiting for a financial breakthrough? Are you waiting for a job? Are you waiting for him to show you a way out of no way? Are you trusting him? Are you waiting for a medical breakthrough, a healing, a deliverance? Well, when you've done all that you can do and you just can't seem to do no more, then I tell you, you've prayed the last prayer you've prayed. Sometimes all you can do is wait. These Hebrew believers waited. Some were still living by faith when they died. They waited for the coming of the Messiah, and we look forward for his second coming. Know that without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. In 2 Peter 3:8, it says that 1,000 years is one day in the sight of the Lord. And in Luke 11:9-10, the King James Version says that I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that knocketh, it shall be opened. But then I thought about the ultimate example of faith, Jesus. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Everything he did, everything that he said was full of faith. He spoke, he acted. His teachings were full of faith. And he blessed people who had faith. He lived his life totally dependent upon God the Father. When he performed miracles, he did it with authority and with the power from on high. When he spoke with words of God, he was completely dependent upon his Father. He never hesitated to obey God, never wondered whether or not God had given him the power or the authority to do the things he did, never voiced doubt. He had the opportunity to magnify, to glorify, to edify his Father. And he did just that. He healed the blind. He casted out demons. He healed the sick and raised the dead. He made the lame to walk, the deaf to talk. Who touched me? He was approached by a woman who had been suffering from bleeding for 12 long years. She touched the hem of his garment. And when Jesus turned about and the woman came forward, he said, "Daughter, daughter, 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 your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Do you remember the daughter of Jairus? He was a major patron of the synagogue. He asked Jesus to heal his daughter. And while Jesus was on his way, he was told she died. But Jesus said she was only sleeping and wakes her with the words, "Talitha kum." We all know the story of Lazarus. He was dead for 4 days, but was brought back to life when Jesus commanded Lazarus, "Get up." He also controlled nature. He turned water into wine. The draught of fishes, when Peter, James, and John, the son of Zebedee, couldn't catch any fish, he had them to cast their nets, and they were full. He fed 5,000 and 4,000 with 2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread. How great is our God? He walked on water. He calmed the storm. He cursed the fig tree. What a mighty God we serve. But I'm going to take it home for you as I get ready to close. One Friday night, as my daughter lay to sleep in her bed, and as her son was on the couch, he ran into his mother's room as he heard someone screaming, "Fire!" and knocked on the door. And he heard the alarms going off. "Wake up, Mama. Don't you hear the alarm? There's a fire." And as she woke, she saw the smoke coming through the cracks of the door. Justin first touched the door to feel if it was hot. Then he touched the doorknob to see if it was hot and opened it to a hallway black as the night, full of smoke. People rushing the hall. My daughter said she only felt someone pushing her down the stairs. But she was thankful because she couldn't find her way. You've heard the story or the poem Footprints. When you only saw one set of prints, that's when I carried you. It was only by grace of God that he saw you through. For the fire was under the apartment beneath her, and that apartment was destroyed by the fire. The bolts melted through the walls. The fire consumed the walls. The firemen had to break out windows and throw out furniture. But her apartment was only touched by the smoke, and everything too was covered by soot. But God spared them, and nothing was touched. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a righteous God. We serve a faithful God. For it had not been for the Lord on their side, tell me, where would they be? He is the ultimate example, the perfect picture of faith. Have faith in God, for he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now faith, not yesterday faith, not tomorrow faith, but right now faith. Amen. Would you just bow your heads with me? Lord, I want you to increase and teach me how to walk by faith and not by sight. Give me strength to stand strong on your promises and believe your every word. I don't want to be like the people who did not profit from hearing the word because it wasn't mixed with faith. I know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So make my faith increase every time I hear or read your word, and help me to believe your promises to be fulfilled in me. I pray that the genuineness of my faith, which is more precious than gold that perishes even when it is tested by fire, will be glorifying to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.